And I was living in this village for a protracted period of time and got very sort of integrated into this one particular family. And one night, the mother of this family says to me, I have to ask you a question. She said, well, what's the matter with your father? What do you mean, what's the matter with my father? She said, well, you're 26 years old, and he hasn't found you a husband, and he must indeed be quite a bad father. I'm like, well, really, in my culture, we don't find husbands. We're the same way. I'm supposed to find my own. And she looked at me with pity. And I'll tell you, as I got older, I understood that pity. Finding your own husband is a pain. It would be a whole lot easier if your father just said, here's a husband, really, because they're pretty much, no offense, all the same. So she said to me, you know, your father is a terrible father. Why didn't he find you a husband? And after I'd lived there for a couple more weeks and she discovered that I knew how to do nothing that was any use. I couldn't carry anything on my head. I couldn't farm anything. I couldn't cook over an open fire. I was really useless. She sat me down and she said, I need to take back what I said about your father. He's a perfectly good father. You are a positively dreadful daughter, an unsaleable commodity. And the conversation continued because it turns out that this was a village where rather than dowry, they had bride price. You guys understand how bride price works. So rather than me bringing goods into the marriage, some young man would have had to pay to take me as his bride. And the normal bride price in this village was several cattle and the construction of a house and a big giant party. So she said to me, with affection, she said, I think if I were trying to marry you off, I could get one chicken. And I said, excuse me? One chicken? She said, yeah, because really, as a wife, you are without value. You've been to a lot of school, but you don't know how to do anything. Because one night I fixed dinner, but I had a cookbook out. And she said to me, and this is a direct quote, are you reading or are you cooking? So clearly, right, I was an undesirable daughter.